All right, everybody, I'm Logan Alec, I'm a CPA, and this is my stimulus update for Wednesday, October 14th. Yes, we're going to get into this.
With all due respect, and you know we've known each other a long time, you really don't know what you're talking about.
But first, let's talk about yet another skinny bill that will likely be put forth by Republicans. As I told you yesterday, Mitch McConnell put out a press release stating that on October 19th, when the Senate is back in session, its first order of business will be stimulus, including legislation to spend unused PPP money. We now have some more details on what exactly McConnell is envisioning this legislation would look like, and it's just another skinny bill. The price tag? About $500 trillion. It will have money for schools, hospitals, and extension of unemployment, the PPP issue, obviously. At that price tag, no stimulus checks will be in there. Mitch brought it up at one of his campaign events yesterday. I hate to be a broken record here, but yet another skinny bill, a $500 trillion bill, is worthless. It's just another messaging bill for Republican politicians to act like they're doing something. Because if you followed the race in Kentucky, McConnell's Democratic opponent in the senatorial race, Amy McGrath, has been severely criticizing McConnell and the Republican Senate for its lack of action with stimulus. But now with this press release and this messaging bill, he might be able to persuade some voters otherwise. Now, on to Pelosi on CNN yesterday. Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi was on CNN yesterday talking to Wolf, and wow, what a show. I'll play a little bit here.
Even members of your own caucus, Madam Speaker, want to accept this deal. $1.8 trillion. Congressman Ro Khanna, let me just quote Ro Khanna, a man you know well. I assume you admire him. He's a Democrat. And he just said this. He said, people in need can't wait until February. $1.8 trillion is significant and more than twice the Obama stimulus. Make a deal. Put the ball in McConnell court. So what do you say to Ro Khanna?
What I say to you is, I don't know why you're always an apologist, and many of your colleagues, apologists for the Republican position. Ro Khanna, that's nice. That isn't what we're going to do, and nobody's waiting till February. I want this very much now, because people need help now. But it's no use giving them a false thing just because the president wants to put a check with his name on it in the mail.
She calls Wolf and his colleagues, presumably at CNN, apologists for the Republican position, which is kind of ridiculous if you watch CNN for more than 5 minutes. But she says they're apologists for the Republican position for urging Nancy to take the Republican White House proposal of $1.8 trillion. Now, sure, the White House proposed it, but honestly, I wouldn't call this a Republican position. Look at the Senate. Senate Republicans don't like it. I think this is a position for the American people and a position shared by many Democrats. Pelosi calls the White House proposal a false thing. Really? Really? Extending unemployment at $400 a week into 2021, that's a false thing? Stimulus checks, that's a false thing? Come on. I mean, so what if Trump gets his name on a check? So what, Nancy? I mean, if the people get the money in their pockets. She goes on to tell Wolf about specific criticisms of the White House proposal.
Why not work on deal with him, and don't let the perfect, as they say here in Washington, be the enemy of the good?
Well, I will not let the wrong be the enemy of the right.
What's wrong with $1.8 trillion?
You know what? Do you have any idea what the difference is between the spending that they have in their bill and that we have in our bill? Do you realize that they have come back and said all these things for child tax credits and earned income tax credits for helping people who have lost their jobs are eliminated in their bill? Do you realize they pay no respect to the fact that child care is very important for people whose children cannot go to school because they're doing remote learning, and yet they minimize the need for child care, which is the threshold with which people, mothers and fathers, can go to work if they have that. Do you have any idea of how
That's why it's so important right now. Yesterday, I spoke to Andrew Yang, who says the same thing. It's not everything you want,
but you know
what? There's a lot there.
Honest to God, you really, I can't get over it, because Andrew Yang, he's lovely. Ro Khanna, he's lovely. They are not negotiating this situation. They have no idea of the particulars. They have no idea of what the language is.
So what are the criticisms she brings up? First thing, tax credits. But really, though, people won't get the benefit of a tax credit until they file their tax return next year. People need money now. As for child care, Republicans do have child care in the bill. Maybe it's not as much as Pelosi wants, but it is in there in the White House proposal. Wolf brings up how Ro Khanna and Andrew Yang are urging Pelosi to take the deal. Pelosi goes on to say that Ro Khanna and Andrew Yang, while they're lovely, they don't know anything, and that she, Pelosi, and her committee chairs are the experts here on what the people need. She said, we're going to get a deal. I don't really know about that. Look at the Senate. Maybe a deal can be struck at the White House, but look at that Republican Senate. Wolf said, Pelosi, hey, don't let perfect be the enemy of good. Pelosi said the White House proposal is nowhere near perfect and not even close to good. I put a link to the full interview in the description below. I didn't want to include too much of the original for copyright reasons, so I covered the highlights, but there is some more sparring and jabs to be seen if you want to check out the full interview on CNN's YouTube channel. Pelosi was on a conference call this morning with her Democratic colleagues in the House. She reportedly said, I don't think our leverage has ever been greater than it is now. And reportedly, she and Treasury Secretary Mnuchin will speak today about stimulus over the phone. We'll have to see what transpires. Thank you so much for watching, everybody, and I will see you in the next video. Bye-bye.